Hi, this is Noe from Carpet Keepers.
Hey, Mr. Morales, this is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. I just got your text message.
Yeah, I would like to go ahead and do it if you have time right now, because later on I'm going to get busy again.
Yeah, no problem. So I just want to know what day that you officially want the policy to start, and then if you're going to be doing a monthly pay plan, we'll just need the business bank account, the routing and account number. And then I wanted to figure out if you were going to be including yourself or excluding yourself under the workers' compensation.
Yeah, I'm going to include myself, but for now I'm just going to be myself and one employee.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. So we got the workers' comp, the commercial auto, and the general liability. Am I missing anything else?
I think that's all. We can get started by next week. We can process today. We can get started next week because I still don't have the title for the band.
Say it to man.
So,
okay. Well, you'll need the insurance before you can title it. So if you want to just have everything start today, you can go as early as tomorrow if the DMV is still open.
Yeah, let's do it. I won't take any risk. Let's get it started right now.
Okay. Now, I assume that you have a business bank account set up already?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Does that appear under the name of Nova Carpet Care LLC?
Yes.
Okay. All right. When you have it ready, I'll need for you to read to me the routing and account number.
Okay, it's going to be 05400-0030.
Is that PNC?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the account number?
53640985-74.
Okay. Let me repeat it back to you and make sure I got it. So I've got 05400-0030.
Yes.
And then the account number is 53640985-74.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what we'll need to do today. There will be a set of applications for each policy that I will have to send over to you to electronically sign, well as each policy is going to have a billing authorization form. That just basically means that today we take the first month down payment for your first month, but then at the end of the month, every month you authorize us to automatically debit the monthly payment from the PNC account.
Okay.
So there will be a total of 6 applications in total to sign, but you can sign it all at once. I'm going to send it to your email.
Okay.
And I will also send you a receipt for each policy for the first month's payment.
Okay.
If there is anything that you would need, like an insurance certificate, we can produce one for you.
If you can send the card only to print out for the van, and I don't know how the business insurance works. Maybe you have a certificate, right, for the business?
Yeah, we can basically just verify that there is insurance on everything if we type up a certificate for you.
Yeah, that would be great, because I believe there's only one contract that I have that they require the insurance. They never ask for the certificate, but they just assume I have insurance. The only time. Usually I don't require that, but maybe if there is a government contract in the future, of course they're going to need that, and I would like to have it ready on my hand.
Yeah. We can create one for you, but you know, if you get the request for a certificate, usually they want it to have a specific date on it, so probably have to make you another one.
Yeah. I think just send me whatever the other businesses use. I mean, I believe you have that kind of questions before.
Yeah, I've done this many times. I can send you what I believe that you will need enough that you could, you know, go.
Let me ask you something. I think last time we spoke about the 500,000 on the insurance. I don't know how that works. You give me your honest opinion. If we have to go with a million, I'll go with a million.
You mean on the commercial auto?
Yeah, the business insurance.
Oh, let me check for you. No, on the business insurance for the general liability, we got a million.
No, you got a million? Okay.
Yeah, I think what we were talking about was maybe the commercial auto liability limits. And I can verify what you have there.
Okay.
So on the commercial auto, we have maximum occurrence, 500,000 for bodily injury towards others. That's for two or more people. For only one person, though, the maximum is $250,000.
Oh, okay.
I think it might have been that you were in between doing the maximum of $500,000 or $1,000,000.
I think that's fine.
Okay. Now, while you're building your business, if you are, you know, trying to get some commercial accounts to clean office buildings and things like that, there may be some vendors that may not allow you to work for them unless you have specific limits of insurance. Like, they might want you to have $1,000,000. So if that's the case, let me know. We can change it.
Yeah, I can just call you, and I think we can update it right away, right, in case that happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, we'll just update it, produce a new certificate for you.
Yeah, that's fine. And so how much is going to be my monthly, if you can see that?
Sure. All right, so it should work out to be about $434.16 per month.
Oh, okay.
General liability is about $41 for the general liability. The coverage for your commercial van would be about $107. And then for the workers' compensation, this is usually the most expensive cost for any business, that would be about $284.75.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So also wanted to verify that on the quote that we sent to you, we only have you listed as driver, right? So if your employee is going to be driving, then we need his credentials. We need his name.
No, it's only me for now.
Okay. Because we won't be able to cover anybody else. If, for example, your employee gets into an accident, it would have to be you as the only driver. If you hire somebody that will also be driving, and we need to know their name, date of birth, and driver's license number.
Oh, okay. And my question is, once I hire, because I'm looking for somebody for now, but it will be until March, March or April, which is the busiest time. So when I hire somebody else, the rate increases also, right?
Not necessarily. The same? Depends on their driving history, if they have tickets or accidents. So whoever you're going to hire, make sure that you verify their driving history first. Because if they're a high-risk driver, you're going to end up paying a lot more in insurance to hire them. So what you could do is you could go to DMV website. You can order a copy of their driving history. I think it's like $20.
Okay.
So do that before you hire anybody, because it could be the case that you hire them and they have good driving and then doesn't cost you any additional money.
Oh, okay.
But if they have tickets and accidents, then that could end up costing you a bit more.
Yeah.
So be sure
about
the person that you're going to hire before you hire them.
Okay. Also, when so for example, if we mess up a carpet in a house and we use the insurance for using that, that kind of situation, the insurance rate goes up too?
Yeah, typically maybe like 20% to 30% the following year. And then for example, you have multiple claims in 1 year. It could be the case that the insurance company just refuses to renew you the following year, that they'll just cancel you. So you have coverage if you cause damage to somebody's carpet, but try to not take jobs where there's going to be, a risk of like not being able to remove a stain. Then people will sometimes get upset. You have to use like aggressive chemicals.
Yeah.
Also, maybe I would, before you start working on a job, include like a waiver, right? So you're not guaranteeing any specific results, but you're just doing the best of your ability to remove stains and clean carpets with no guarantee of a specific outcome.
Yeah, that's fine. And one more thing, do you need the specific services that we provide, or because we do carpet cleaning, we do upholstery, we do tile and grout cleaning, and also we install floors, hardwood, pretty much only hardwood and ceramic. Those are services that we provide, so I wanted to make sure if you need to know what kind of services we provide.
Let me see if the general liability includes all of these things.
Okay.
What percent of your sales are each of the services that you provide?
Like 90%. Yeah, 90% is carpet cleaning.
90% is carpet cleaning.
Yeah, 2% maybe it's the floor install, and let's say like 3% tile and grout, and let's say 5% it's upholstery.
Okay.
Cleaning.
Now you're covered for carpet, rug, furniture, and upholstery cleaning. If you want to be covered for floor installation, then I have to charge for that.
Oh, okay. How much is the increase for that?
Let me find out.
Yeah.
It would be an additional 176 per year to be covered for floor installation.
Okay,
and that includes carpet installation.
Okay. Let me see here. 176 a year?
Yeah, 176 a year. So about an additional $15 per month. But if if you have an issue with a claim that is pertaining to, you know, misinstalling flooring or carpet, then we will not be able to cover you unless you are paying to be covered.
Yeah. You can add that to the policy then.
Okay. And then what did you say about the tile work you do?
And we just clean it, but usually tile, it's a hard surface. Usually that doesn't get damaged. But we clean them only.
You don't install them?
No. Oh, well, that's the floor installation, right?
Well, there is a specific class called, it's just called tile work. So I don't know if, I probably want to talk to my underwriter and ask if that is including the cleaning of tile or just the installation of tile. But I want to make sure that you're covered either way.
Okay. You can text me about that, but you can add for now the floor installation.
Okay. Let me call my underwriter. And what percent of the tile cleaning do you do?
Oh, it's just like maybe 2%. We don't do a lot, but once in a while we get those kind of calls.
Okay. Great. Well, I'll make a quick call just to make sure that you would be covered for tile cleaning. I would think so, but I'll get some confirmation from you. And I'll text you if we'll need to add an additional class to be covered, or if you're good, you know, with the $675 per year.
Yeah.
I'll find out in a couple minutes for you.
Okay.
All right. And then after that, just expect to receive through email a variety of applications, which you can electronically sign. It might take me about an hour to send it to you.
Okay. So this will be run yearly only, right? The contract?
Yeah, but you'll get to pay for it monthly.
Monthly, okay.
And I'll tell you now that if you have an employee, you want to keep very good records with payroll for your CPA, because every business in Virginia gets audited annually.
Oh, okay.
So what they want to see, like once a year, is how much you have in payroll.
Oh,
we estimated about 50,000 for your employee, which means that if the actual amount that you paid in payroll is less than that, you'll be entitled to a refund. But if you've paid more than 50,000 in payroll, then we'll need to retroactively charge you.
Oh, okay.
So talk to your CPA about that. Make sure that you're keeping good
accounting. But 50,000 for the employees, right? Not for me.
Yeah, for him, for the other employee.
Oh, okay.
Which sounds, I think that you said you would be paying him around 30. So, you know, I think you'll be good with that.
Yeah.
You may end up receiving a refund at the end of the year.
No. Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'll get started on this. And then I'll send you the documents that I have for you when they're available. Give me about 1 hour. I should have everything to you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
And Happy New Year to you, Mr. Morales. So,
thank you.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.